As a Christian, it's important to know what you believe and why you believe it. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to become rooted and grounded in our faith.
The pop psychology of the day and the secular humanism of this day says, hey, anything the mind can conceive, your life can achieve, and all of that is nothing. Because when you stop and think about it, the Christian life is not about what I can do. It is to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
We live in a shallow and uprooted society, but as Christians, we can be firmly rooted in our relationship with Christ. In our series, Rooted for Growth, we will discover the nutrients we need to remain spiritually strong.
Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California.
If you don't have a healthy spiritual root system, then every part of your life is impacted negatively. Through today's scriptures, we will explore what it means to be a rooted Christian who is growing in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part one of a message called A Rooted Faith.
Well, very few men in the Bible understood the challenges of ministry and the Christian life like the Apostle Paul did. If you've ever taken time to read the Pauline epistles or the book of Acts, you begin to realize the sacrifices he made in spreading the gospel message. He was a man that was beaten with rods. He was a man that was thrown into prison and on one occasion stoned and left out the city for dead. And he was a man that was snake bitten and shipwrecked. And I mean, the list goes on and on. And even as he wrote the book of Philippians, he was writing this book from the Roman guard there in Rome. And he had the Praetorian guard, actually, a man would have been chained to him. And he was there writing this prison epistle in a very difficult situation. Now, Paul, like all of us, could have kind of wallowed in pity. He could have found himself feeling sorry for himself and complaining. But I think the reason we're attracted to the book of Philippians is because that even though he had all of these issues that he was facing, still the theme of the book is joy. He had something that we all want and need, and that was the joy of the Lord. And it was because he had a faith in the Lord that was so strong. And we see that in the midst of all of this adversity, he writes, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He had what Hebrews 11:1 defines in the substance of faith. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And because of his faith, he was the recipient of a strength, a recipient of a help that only came from the Lord. Now, in these verses, and specifically verse 13, we're going to learn and we're going to see a parallel to Galatians 2 and verse 20. So look in your notes at Galatians 2:20, which we studied a few weeks ago. And remember, it says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. And we learned that being crucified with Christ speaks of our position. It speaks of who we are in Christ. The old life is dead and we're alive to the new life. And Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. All right, let's say that phrase together, but Christ liveth in me. But Christ liveth in me. So on the one hand, he says, I can do all things through Christ. Why, Paul? Because Christ lives in me, right? And so what I'm about to preach to you today is only possible if you're a born-again believer, if Jesus is in you, then you can claim this verse, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And what a great thing to know that Jesus is living within you, and what a great thing to know that he enables us to live the Christian life. I don't know about you, I don't want to see what I can do this week. I want to see what the Lord can do through me this week. I want the Lord to help and guide and lead and empower me this week. And so that's going to happen as I, by faith, am rooted in Christ and as I'm walking in faith. And so let's learn about faith this morning. And the first thing I want you to see is the spirit of our faith, the spirit of faith. And as you look at this very simple verse, I want you to notice the first two words say, I can. And I want you to realize that the spirit of our faith must be a personal faith. It must be personal. Now, I'm not speaking about the power of positive thinking. We'll see in just a moment where the strength comes from. But I do want you to see that very first word, I. And I want you to recognize that we are not here today to talk about simply the great faith that John R. Rice had, or the great faith that Abraham had, or the great faith that Moses had. We're here today to say that all of us need to have this type of faith. All of us need to have a present-day faith in the Lord, a personal faith. 1 Corinthians 15:57 is still in the Bible. As Paul wrote nearly 2,000 years ago, he said, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And every great man or woman of God who was greatly used of God personalized this matter of faith. They believed that God was able in their lives to do something great. It was David who said, "Is there not a cause?" And he believed that though he was a shepherd boy, though he was the youngest, and though he was despised of Eliab, his older brother, he believed that God could still use him. And it was Daniel who simply said, "My God is able to deliver me." And you see, as these men personalized their faith and put faith in God for their moment and their generation, they were blessed of the Lord. And so we need to personalize our faith this morning. But not only was it a personal faith, but notice as Paul wrote this epistle under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it was a very positive faith. It was a positive faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so notice he says in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ. Now, sometimes we feel like we can't. Maybe you have some things this week and you say, "I just don't know how that's going to get done." And that's okay, because sometimes that's where God brings us to show us how powerful he is. And Paul was not saying, "I'm going to do this by myself." We'll see that in a moment. But his spirit was right. His spirit was personal. His spirit was positive. I can. And many times we face situations we're not sure how. I understand that. I heard about a guy that was in the police academy, and he was being asked a lot of questions by his drill instructor. And one of the questions was, "What would you do if you had to arrest your own mother?" And the guy said, "I'd call for backup." That's a good answer. You know, he knew he couldn't handle that on his own. He could not do that. Well, for those of us who've studied out the Christian life, we know that our backup, the one that we really need to be calling upon every day, not in the backup position, but abiding with and walking with, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes, for whatever reason, our thinking gets really skewed. And we in this day and age, begin to focus on what we can't do. I could never win someone to Christ. I could never help someone spiritually. I can't keep up this choir work or working in the bus ministry. And I can't raise a teenager. And pretty soon, we get into that spirit that is the exact opposite of faith. And I want you to notice in your notes, there's our thinking sometimes, and see if you find yourself in this little analogy versus what God's word says, you see. You see, we say, "It's impossible." God says, "All things are possible with me." We say, "Well, I can't do it." God says, "You can do all things through me." We say, "Well, I'm just too tired." And God says, "Come unto me and I will give you rest." And we say, "Well, I'm a little worried about that." And God says, "Well, cast all your cares upon me." And sometimes we say, "Well, I can't go on." And God says, "But my grace is sufficient for you." Sometimes we say, "Well, I can't figure it out." God says, "I'll direct your path." Sometimes we say, "I'm not able." And God says, "I am able." And sometimes we say, "It's not worth it." And God says, "But it will be worth it." Sometimes we say, "I just can't manage this." And yet God says, "I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Sometimes we say, "But I'm afraid." And then God says, "But I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And sometimes we say, "But I don't have enough faith." And God says, "No, I've given to everyone a measure of faith." And sometimes we say, "I'm not smart enough." And our wives say, "That's for sure." And God says, but I have wisdom that I can give to you." Sometimes we say, "But I feel all alone in this situation." And God says, "But I will never leave you nor forsake you." And I'm simply telling you that over the course of 7 days of television and 7 days of the guy at work next to you cussing you out and 7 days of problems with all the different things we face, we can get into that mindset where we say, "I can't do it." You know what? We can't, but we can through Christ which strengtheneth us. You know what coming to church is on Sunday? Sometimes it's just getting back to biblical thinking. Getting back to biblical thinking. We can walk into this place this morning saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. And we ought to walk out saying, with God's help, I think I can. With God's help, I think I can go on another day. Now, please understand, Paul is not speaking about the power of positive thinking. When he says, I can do all things through Christ, he's speaking about a divine enablement. He's speaking about what we sometimes call an endowment of power or an anointing of God upon his life. He's not speaking about a habit that was developed through frequent exercise of positive recitation. He's not speaking about some habit that he developed by somehow exercising and doing the same things over and over. It wasn't about himself working himself up into this. It was about the Lord working through him. You see, God's strength and God's peace is not found in the absence of trouble, but it is found in the presence of himself. And when we can come to that place of trusting in him, then we begin to learn that with him all things are possible. So the spirit of our faith needs to be a spirit of faith that is personal. It's not just what pastor saw happen in his life or someone else saw happen, but it's me personally, and it's positive. I can. But notice not only the spirit of our faith this morning, let's notice the scope of our faith this morning. And let's look at this little verse today, because I want you to have something to hang your spiritual hat on this week, all right? Look at this verse with me. It says, I can do all things. Now, look at that verse. I can do all things. Now, in case there's a teenager with an imaginative mind this morning, we're not talking about jumping off the Empire State Building and flying, all right? God's not going to help you to defy gravity. But when he says, I can do all things, he's speaking of every circumstance that is allowed into his life, every situation that he faces, every opportunity to serve the Lord. The Lord is going to enable him through those situations. And all of you have things put into your life's path that you weren't expecting. Trials and difficulties, those are the all things. And the Bible says, I can do all things. In Mark 10, 27, Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. You see? And the fact of the matter is, a lot of you right now in your life, you've got a burden there in your hands, and somehow it needs to get up there, and you've got to get it done. And you're looking at this next week, and you're going, I can't do this. I can't do this. There are some things we can't do, but how many of you are thankful there is a heavenly Father who lifted up the rest of the way? You see, I can do all things. Dr. Tom Malone often said, when God is going to do something wonderful, he starts with the difficult. But when God is going to do something miraculous, he starts with the impossible. And God specializes in the impossible, the things that we don't understand how they're going to happen. George Mueller said, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends. So if you're facing something that you say, I don't know how this is going to happen. I've got some stuff this week, and I've got some transitions in my life this week, and I've got some things that I've got to face that I don't know how I can accomplish this. I want you to know something. With God, all things are possible. Now, what do we mean by the scope of all things? Let me give you three very quickly. First of all, we can abound in difficulty. We can abound in difficulty. Now look at verse 10 with me for a moment, and let's get the context a little further. Paul says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. Now look right here. This tells us that the church at Philippi had been caring for the Apostle Paul while he was in Rome.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links.
We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.